Comedian Larry Wilmore is a paragon of the news business, sort of. He's senior black correspondent for Comedy Central's The Daily Show. He tackles most things black for the hit comedy show, including the N-word controversy and the upcoming animated film, The Frog Princess.
Well, we have overcome. Disney's making a movie starring a black princess. And we only had to get through a Native American princess, an Arab princess, a Chinese princess, even a half-fish princess. You know, not to mention the countless cats, dogs, mice, elephants, talking cars, and whatever the hell Stitch was. I mean, for God's sake, even The Lion King had no black people, and it was set in Africa.
Wilmore did stand-up, then moved to TV, where he wrote for a string of hit shows, including The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, In Living Color, and The Office. Wilmore even won an Emmy and a Peabody Award for his work on The Bernie Mac Show. Larry Wilmore, welcome.
Thank you.
So you are on a cell phone, which we can hear. You're supposed to be in here with me, so where are you? You're like five blocks away or something?
I'm literally 30 seconds away, but I had to pull over.
That's right. We made you because we want you on the air. So let's talk about being senior black correspondent. First of all, I'm jealous of that title. I wish I had that.
You can take it anytime you want.
What's it like working? You know, I have a friend who shall remain nameless who stopped watching The Daily Show because she was like, there's no Negroes on this, you know? So how were you approached? Because you've worked on a show like The Office, which is not a black show, as well as on shows with predominantly African-American characters. How did they approach you about this role?
I actually approached them about it. I decided to perform again. I had done stand-up years ago. And I just thought we needed to blacken it up a little bit. You know?
Most definitely. So
I just thought it might be a good idea. And they actually were losing about two or three correspondents and they wanted to broaden the show themselves. They had just hired Asif Mambi, the Indian correspondent, and John Oliver's from England. So they're really looking to just shake it up a bit.
There was a really great sketch a while ago about the Democratic Party. They went to both political conventions and just having like, we need one lesbian, we need one black person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you get to be really playful with the idea of, I'm sure, being the black correspondent?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun because, I mean, we used to make fun of this back in the Living Color Room. We would do jokes about whenever there's a big riot or something happened in the black community where there's danger, that's when you'd see the black correspondents, you know, or doing the weekend anchoring and that sort of thing. So the idea of the black correspondent was always a funny idea to me, you know.
So what are you watching right now, whether it's politics or culture?
Politics and culture, I try to watch as much news as I can, and I try to scan the channels, you know, and see what's going on. But I was a big Sopranos fan in terms of drama, and I'm going to miss that a lot. I don't watch a lot of comedy, to be honest with you. I like to watch what's really happening out there, you know, and a lot of sports and things like that, too. So.
What issues are catching your fancy? There's so much going on in politics. It's unbelievable.
It really is. We're really in a really interesting time right now. I think the presidential election is one of the big ones, though. I mean, think about it, Farhan. This is the first time in almost, 50 years that we don't have an incumbent running that's either a vice president or president. You know, and it's completely wide open. A first viable woman candidate is historical, viable black candidate is historical. You know, and the incumbent party is the weakest party right now, too. So it's really interesting. We could see a lot of history being made in this last year. So I'm excited about being able to tackle this in a satirical way.
So Barack Obama is going to be on our show tomorrow. Do you go full bore at him, or do you think out of a sense of racial loyalty that you should temper your jokes?
No, there's no racial loyalty in comedy as far as I'm concerned. There's only comedy loyalty. I really respect Barack Obama a lot. I think he's amazing. But, you know, when you're doing satire, I don't think you can put kid gloves on anybody, you know, for any special reasons, you know. I think you have to, you know, just go with the issues and what's really going on out there and what's the important thing to talk about, I think, is the most important point of view.
Just briefly, do you ever feel the weight of trying to inform people? Because The Daily Show is the only news, obviously it's a comedy show, that a lot of people watch.
I know. Isn't that interesting? I think it's great. I give a lot of credit to that to Jon Stewart himself. I mean, he's really a news junkie and that sort of thing. But the show's edict is really just to be funny and be as incisive as possible and just, you know, pick up rocks that nobody's picking up and showing what's underneath it. I think it's the point of what the show is, really. I think the informative part is really a byproduct of it, but we don't set out to do that.
Well, you still have the ball to run with. And Larry Wilmore, thank you so much for coming in.
Fry, you know, I really would love to be. In fact, I'm still going to drive over there and say hello if you're in there.
That's right. We'll be here. Can't wait to meet you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Larry Wilmore is a producer, writer, and comedian. He's currently the senior black correspondent. That's right, the senior black correspondent for Comedy Central's The Daily Show.